fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
All right, so what's really important to me when we're talking about this segment is that we're not going to talk about diets, right? Because here, I always say this, and every time that word falls out of my mouth, I have to define it right away because I think that diet, oh, it's such a heavily connotated word, and it kind of can get me in a bad mood. I am, and I say that from personal experience and professional experience, I am the survivor of a very disordered eating lifestyle when I was young, completely tangled up, turned around, you name it, tipped the scales myself at 175 to 180 pounds. Very few people know that, but I like to kind of pull that out because sometimes I am very fit now. When, you know, I'm helping somebody or wanting to help somebody, they're looking at me like, what do you know, skinny bitch? You know, I'm like, wait, it hasn't always been that way. I have lived through this. And so,
I have not said that. That's not Decker saying that.
Yeah. But we're talking about being fit. And I think this is really important because there are, you know, conditions out there where I have called people skinny fat. You know, they're skinny, sure, but they're not fit. They're fat. They're kind of skinny fat. So still we're talking about body, you know, the lean muscle mass to fat ratio. We're talking about different metrics where we can measure to understand, hey, how fit you are. What's the wellness standard here? Okay. So anyways, I'm going back to diet. Diet means, if you look it up in the dictionary, habitual nourishment. How, as a habit, do you nourish yourself? So if you can just focus in on the word nourish, and if you're doing some crazy diet that you probably feel is not so nourishing, and it's a sprint, you know, run fast short distances, and you don't get into the endurance race of life to just master everyday fitness, you're going to have a vicious cycle of problem after problem after problem after problem. But how do fit people eat?
Well, it's more than that. You know, one way.
Don't tell me it's more than that. I asked you a question. Just kidding.
Well, 8 habits of ridiculously fit people. This came up because I will go up myself up and down 25 pounds in my life. And I can tuck it for about 15 and then 10, just you can tell, really. And now I'm kind of on my way down again. And I've been trying to figure out, what's going to be different this time? What I say to my patients always who are losing weight, what do you do to make this the last time? So this is the last time you ever need to lose weight. And then I saw this article about 8 habits of ridiculously fit people. And the main thing that I pulled out of it is they weren't in extremes. They absolutely, fitness is a priority in their life, which is a quote from this article. But that didn't say that they have to be triathletes. It just said that fitness was a priority in their life. And I just want to throw these out, and because I am absolutely always tempted. I consult for health food store chains. I'm around raspberry ketone. I'm around these things that are tend to be more fads. And in my brain, my doctor head, Holly, is saying, don't do a fad, do a habit, or do a fad for a little bit and then move over to a habit. And then these things pop up. Fit people don't diet. They find a way to enjoy exercise, which I talk a lot with my patients. One thing, Dolly, I can tell you, at least in cardiology, is we have screwed up exercise terribly for patients because we say go on a treadmill or on a bicycle. But what if that's boring? You know, what if one day you want to paddleboard out in the ocean and then the next day go to the gym and then the next day go for a hike? It's all exercise. You might be an eclectic. I'm an eclectic with exercise. And so that really struck a chord with me as far as strength. They don't compare their bodies to other people's bodies. I'm not going to be 6'4". I have a brother who's 6'4", will be fit no matter how he eats, with blue eyes. We call him the adopted one. Sorry, Brett, if you're listening. I'm just joking with you. But he has my mom's side genetics. I'm the short, squatty dad side. I just don't have it. And it doesn't matter who you are. You have to get good with your body over just what your genetics are. And I find myself, like anybody else, going, man, my legs will never fit in skinny jeans. Well, yeah, but I'll never blow over in a stiff wind either. Right. So, I mean, there's advantages. And I thought that was important. And then they get enough sleep, which is when I sleep
huge.
More and healthy, my weight stays under control. And I, listeners, I can't tell you, that's where you make your growth hormone. You want to inject yourself with growth hormone, get 8 hours of good sleep. You know, drop your, stop using Tylenol PM for sleep. Start using a little melatonin for quality sleep. Now, this was interesting. They cheat. They cheat a little bit. They don't live in a perfect world. And the last two things, they make fitness as a priority and they eat breakfast. And I'm wondering, my weight is up. I didn't eat breakfast. Don't sleep a lot. Exercise is a priority in my head, but not in my life. And I'm like, there's three habits of these successful people that I don't have. What do we say, Holly? If you want to, you know, be around your peers. If you want to be physically fit, hang around physically fit people. You have a lot better shot. You want to eat healthy? Don't shop at a regular grocery store. Go to Whole Foods or to your local natural grocer or farmer's market or whatever. I found this to be fascinating because in my head, I think of these extremes and quick fixes. I generally don't do them, but here's these habits, and everyone is a fundamental block of being not just fit, but healthy. And that struck a very, very powerful chord with me.
So you said, you know, it's so funny. You said fundamental, and I heard you say friendamental. And I like that word. It's a new made-up word.
No charge for that one, baby.
Is it friendly? No charge. Friendamental. You know, can it be friendly? Is it friendly to you? And I think these are great. So I've always said you should never skimp on sleep for exercise, and I'm actually guilty of that. Like, I love where I work out so much, and it makes me feel so good. And it just, every time I go there, I get a little lift in spirits. I know that I'm going to be better afterwards. I don't think anybody has ever completed an exercise and then was like, oh, I'm so bummed I did that, right? I think it's like every time you get out there. But I think it's the consistency. It's making it fun. It's getting that sleep. It's nourishing yourself, eating breakfast, and cheating. Absolutely. I mean, that's, and just being normal about it. But this is such a big issue for folks and listeners out there. I do think it's about you. And, you know, I've often said if somebody does have a goal, and I've got many people in my practice that, guess what, they have, and I always ask, because I'm just not going to assume. I'm like, I'll ask, hey, do you have a weight loss desire? And then, oh yeah, now we've got perhaps some things to work on before we actually get to that. But when somebody has a desire, so we can translate that into what, a goal, right? I feel that goals are, if they are just nebulous and amorphous, I want to lose weight. That's just a goal that's never going to be met. It's been scientifically proven that goals need to be SMART, S-M-A-R-T. They need to be specific, okay? So when you're thinking about your goal and you write it down, it's specific, it's measurable. That means, can you measure it? Yes. Okay, it's adjustable. That means that, okay, let's say you have 3 months to lose 6 pounds, all right, before, and you break your leg. Can you adjust that goal? Yes, you can. Okay. Reliable. Do you have the time? Do you have the smarts? Do you have the resources to buy good, nourishing food? Do you have mental wellness issues that are going to be overcome so you can have discipline? Are they reliable? Can you do this? And they're time-based. Okay. So not I want to lose weight. It's like I want to lose weight by. So think about, it's smart. It's specific. It's measurable. It's adjustable. It's reliable. And it's time-based. Incorporating some of these habits that fit people have in their lives, and then also creating a goal that's actually smart. I hope we can grease the skids for you all out there to get closer to your healthcare desires.
Yeah, let's review these again. 8 habits of ridiculously fit people. And again, most of the time when I see these types of poppy articles, I just throw them away. This one is good. It is medically ethical, medically functional. It may not be sexy, but it works. Fit people don't diet. They find a way to enjoy exercise. They don't compare their bodies to other people's bodies. They get enough sleep. They cheat, at least with their diet. They make fitness a priority, and they eat breakfast.
Well, there you go. All right, so this, I'm taking this one out. Ah, here I am just sitting here. Listen, it's all about you. Make sure those goals are smart. They're specific. They're measurable. They're reliable. They are adjustable, and they're time-based. We're just trying to help you get closer to your healthcare desires.